With 14 snow events so far, it's certainly been a tough winter. And one New Yorker having it particularly rough is the new mayor. In his State of the City address earlier this month, Bill de Blasio said he'd faced more snow in January than any incoming mayor in the past 36 years. That was when a man known for his persistence and determination, Ed Koch, came into office.
Stay in there. Hang in there. Hang tough. Do what's right. Don't give in.
WNYC's Alec Hamilton takes us back to the winter of 1978.
A rookie mayor takes office. A few days later, crazy winter weather hits, and hits, and hits. Soon, fed-up New Yorkers are questioning the new mayor's capabilities. Sound familiar? On January 13, 1978, less than 2 weeks after Mayor Koch's inauguration, snow and freezing rain fell on the city. A week later, a blizzard dumped 13 inches of snow. 5 days after that, torrential rains flooded the streets. Over the next month, a series of snowfalls, heavy rains, and freezing temperatures kept the city slipping and sliding and sloshing.
It was storms after storms. It was a winter wonderland.
George Arts was the City Hall bureau chief for the New York Post. He later became Koch's spokesman. He remembers the new mayor getting exasperated.
Ed came back one day and told the reporters, "What next, locusts?"
Koch knew he had to handle this right. Just 9 years earlier, a 15-inch snowfall had crippled the city. Then Mayor John Lindsay was put on the defensive.
The battle against the snow continues. All throughout the night, tonight,
42 people died in that blizzard. Lindsay was accused of neglecting the outer boroughs, particularly Queens. Koch did not want to repeat that performance. In February, things got even worse. The blizzard of 1978 hit. It snowed for 40 hours straight. Neil Barsky, who made a documentary film about Koch, says the new mayor faced a crucial decision. In the past, city workers got the day off if there was a bad snowstorm. But Koch knew he needed them. He told city employees they had to either come in or take a sick day.
What Koch wanted to do was convey that the city would keep running, even if it snowed. We were New York. We were tough. And you better find a way to get to work because the city is open.
NBC reporter Robert Hager described the scene the next day as being somewhat under control.
All over New York, automobiles were buried in snow piles pushed up by the plows. But most main streets in the city were clear.
To be fair, says Barsky, New Yorkers had lower expectations then.
The expectations of citizens with respect to things like snow removal and other services was quite low. Today, the expectations of the city are pretty high. If your curb is not plowed immediately, people feel they have a right to complain.
1978 wasn't the worst winter in terms of total snowfall. We've already gotten more snow so far this year. But the combination of snow and rain and flooding really did a number on the city. And Koch didn't take any chances. He canceled alternate side parking for 62 consecutive days. By contrast, by this weekend, de Blasio will have suspended alternate side parking for 21 days in a row. It's a record since the year 2000, though nothing compared to 1978. Like Koch, de Blasio knows a lot is riding on his response. He dutifully shovels his own sidewalk, but he's had to do it so many times now that photos of it have become cliché. And he can't win when it comes to snowplow deployment and school closure decisions. On The Daily Show with Jon Stewart 2 weeks ago, de Blasio made light of his predicament, but you could tell it was starting to wear on him.
I've done the snow experience. I'd like to try something else now.
Only 4 more weeks until spring. For WNYC, I'm Alec Hamilton.